In this bulletin, Israel to hold fresh elections after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu fails to form a coalition government. Labor to meet to shape its front bench, and Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer through to the third round of the French Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Israelis are to head back to the polls after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu failed to form a ruling coalition ahead of a midnight deadline. The Knesset voted to dissolve and schedule new elections minutes before the cutoff. It comes 7 weeks after Mr. Netanyahu declared a night of tremendous victory in Israel's election. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says Labor MPs are in an enviable position of having much talent to draw from when they pick a new frontbench. The caucus is to pick 30 members for the shadow ministry today, leaving their new leader to allocate the portfolios. Mr. Albanese says he's confident about the team that they'll put together.
It will be not just competitive, but far superior to those opposite, given in particular the drain on talent that has occurred with the coalition. I mean, you've had people like Julie Bishop, Christopher Pyne, let alone Malcolm Turnbull, leave the coalition party room.
In the US, Special Counsel Robert Mueller has spoken about his investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election, making it clear it was never going to end with criminal charges against President Donald Trump. Announcing his resignation from the Justice Department, Mr. Mueller said US law prevented him from bringing charges against a sitting president. He indicated it was up to Congress to decide if impeachment proceedings are justified. Mr. Mueller also said his two-year investigation did not clear President Trump of improper behaviour. He told reporters charges were not an option we would consider.
Under long-standing department policy, a president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he is in office. That is unconstitutional. Even if the charge is kept under seal and hidden from public view, that too is prohibited. The special counsel's office is part of the Department of Justice, and by regulation, it was bound by that department policy.
The man tipped to replace Theresa May as British Prime Minister has been ordered to appear in court over allegations he lied about Brexit. In the lead-up to the 2016 Brexit referendum, Boris Johnson stated Britain would be $640 million a week better off outside of the European Union. Opponents argued the number was deliberately misleading. Lawyer Charles Bright, who's representing an activist who's taking the legal action against Boris Johnson, asked the Westminster Magistrates Court to summon the politician.
District Judge Coleman decided that, having considered all the relevant factors, she was satisfied that this is a proper case in which to issue a summons against Mr. Johnson for 3 counts of misconduct in public office.
Mr. Johnson has denied he acted dishonestly. Turkey's hopes of joining the European Union are fading, according to the bloc's executive. In its annual progress report, the European Commission is scathing, saying free speech and freedom to protest have been curtailed, local democracy is at risk, and the government has harmed the financial markets. The EU's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, says Turkey needs to halt further serious backsliding on rights.
The Turkish government states its commitment to the European Union accession, but we see the country continues to move further away from the European Union. We believe it would be beneficial for all, and in particular for the Turkish citizens, if this trend is reversed urgently, which we would all obviously always welcome.
Turkey, which has been seeking EU membership since 2005, has called the report's findings unfair. To tennis, and Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer have both safely advanced in straight sets to the third round of the French Open. The 114th ranked Yannick Maiden broke Nadal twice in a fiercely contested third set before eventually succumbing 6-1, 6-2, 6-4 in 2 hours and 9 minutes. Afterwards, Nadal admitted to having a problem with concentration in the third set.
I think it was a good match for the first two sets. Not unbelievable, but, you know, since one sets two with positive feelings. Then in the third, being honest, I think I lost a little bit the concentration, the intensity, and then all the matches became difficult.
Well, now a look at the weather across Australia. Perth, mostly sunny, 25 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 15. Melbourne, showers easing and 13. Hobart, showers, 13 degrees. Canberra, mostly sunny and 12. Wollongong, sunny and 16. Sydney, much the same, 18. Newcastle, also sunny and 17. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 22. Cairns, partly cloudy, 28. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.